Oxfam says Niger is at the height of a months-long food crisis. An earlier severe drought destroyed crops, and now heavy rains are ruining what little was left. Oxfam's Caroline Gluck is in Niger.
It's wiped out many crops and vegetable gardens, so it's actually destroyed their one hope, which is having some food that they could sell now on the market, or having crops that they could harvest at the end of September, October. So people are extremely desperate.
The United Nations says more than half of the country is facing starvation because of the food crisis. Gluck says more than 150,000 children under five have been treated for malnutrition. She says heavy rains are wiping out homes, roads and bridges across the country and submerging crops in water. The Niger River, which cuts through much of West Africa, is at its highest level for more than 80 years. Gluck says Niger is not set up to cope with erratic weather conditions. Many people, she says, live in adobe-style mud or bamboo huts that do not withstand the rain.
It's very easy for them to be displaced. They have very little to protect themselves and very little warning that major flooding is about to happen.
Gluck says food, clean water and medical care are badly needed, but she says the Haiti earthquake and Pakistan floods are drawing the world's attention from West Africa.
Here in Niger, it's a different kind of disaster. It's a slow burn disaster. The impact is more gradual. It's not as dramatic, so you won't see these very intense dramatic pictures on the television, but it doesn't mean that the people are suffering any less.
Earlier this month, the United Nations allocated an additional $15 million to deal with the food crisis, bringing total UN aid to Niger to $35 million this year. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.